Are you ready to stop feeling stuck, lost, or confused about what to do next in your career? Then the Manifest Your Career podcast is just right for you, with me, your host, Dr. Norma Reyes. The Manifest Your Career podcast offers you career advice that integrates your mind, body, and spirit. It's time you start listening to your own inner guidance. Tune in each week to learn how to combine your intuition, strategy, and logic so that you can manifest the career of your dreams. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is episode 86, and today I will be talking to you guys all about motivation. So if you've been feeling burnt out, exhausted, without the motivation towards your goals, you will want to listen to this episode so that you can have more motivation for everything that you want to reach in regards to your career goals and anything else in your life. Let's go ahead and get started. So the first thing I want to talk about is motivation. According to Wikipedia, motivation is a reason for a given behavior. Motivation is commonly used to reach goals. Psychology Today says motivation is the desire to act in service of a goal. It's a crucial element in setting and attaining our objectives. Motivation is one of the driving forces behind human behavior. It fuels competition, sparks social connection, and in the absence of it can lead to feeling down and depressed. That's according to Psychology Today. So motivation, I didn't see it here on any of the definitions that I looked up, but for me, motivation is very tied to willpower, because without some willpower, we aren't able to create the motivation that we want. And without motivation, you know, we may have no willpower. So motivation has external and internal motivators. When we're children, we haven't developed the cognitive thinking to be able to have internal motivation in the same sense that we do as adults. So it's really important to know that external motivators really work well for children and changing their behavior, including us as adults. But in children, it works even more so because they don't have cognitive reasoning. We have cognitive reasoning, and that's why we have internal motivation. So when we are, you know, especially as a parent, and we're questioning our children, like, why did you do this? And they tell you, I don't know. They really don't know, because they don't have internal motivation. They don't have internal cognitive thinking to really help them connect that their thoughts lead to behaviors. We know that as adults, thoughts lead to behaviors. And for children, that doesn't work that way. Instead, they need external motivators. So a chore chart or a goal chart or even a habit tracker works really well for children. And with that, also for us. You know, it really works for us. It works two ways. One is really, you know, keeping you going. So if you have a goal in mind, for example, let's say that you want to work out 3 days a week. And so by having a tracker that tells you and reminds you, hey, I've done it twice this week, and you're feeling really low on that motivation, a third time, you're like, oh, you know, I can just go for a quick walk. And you can bargain with yourself. That is something that I often do with myself, is that I bargain with myself to motivate myself, because I don't always have 100% motivation. No one does. So know that, you know, when you're feeling demotivated to do something, ask yourself two questions. Am I demotivated because I just don't have the energy and the motivation for it? I just don't have it in me. Like, I'm not inspired to do this. Or is it because you are so depleted and overwhelmed and exhausted that the thought of doing something is just impossible for you to get yourself going? So one is more dealing with feeling depleted and energy, and the other one is just not having that inspiration to want to do it. And so ask yourself, am I lacking inspiration or am I lacking energy? And if it's because you are lacking energy, ask yourself, what can I do to fill my cup and create the energy I need so I can have the inspiration or motivation to move towards my goals. So if you're lacking energy, I'm going to touch on that here in a bit about overwhelm and exhaustion, and what you need to do to replenish your energy. But let me keep going about motivation. So internally, we also have motivation as adults because we have cognitive reasoning, where children really only need an external motivator to be able to change their behaviors, which could be a reward system, which could lead to, you know, having a chart for them and those kind of things, which you can do for yourself as well. And you can have a reward system for yourself. Just make sure that your reward is going to motivate you, but also be something in alignment with your goals. So I know that I'm talking about careers in general, but if you have a goal in regards to like weight loss or saving money, you don't want it to be counterintuitive to what you're trying to reach. Same thing for your career. You don't want it to be counterintuitive, right? Your reward isn't that you just get to quit your job one day, but your reward should be like, okay, I'm going to show up to work at my best, the best that I can for the next 5 days. And my reward's going to be, you know, I don't know, you buy yourself a book that, you know, it's going to lead to more self-development, whatever it is that you want it to be. So now to internal motivation. So internal motivation is slightly different than external because it's more on your beliefs and your thoughts about things. So for example, an external motivator to have a career success could be that, oh, you know, I want to be able to live in a $1 million home, or I want to be able to travel the world. So because of you wanting to have more money, then that would mean that you would need another job or career that maybe could pay you more money. So an internal motivator in turn for that, if you're wanting more money, it could be like, I want to get paid for my value. I bring a lot of value and I want to get paid my worth. That is one internal way. Another one that is internal for you can be that, you know, I have this idea of career success for myself, and by making more money, I am reaching this idea of career success. So take that in for a second. An external motivator for career success in regards to making more money, having a particular job title, can be that you want to be able to travel the world more, or you are wanting more money to be able to buy a home that you want or a car that you want. Those are external career motivators. Internal career motivators are things that are, you know, based on your thoughts and beliefs. Internal motivators come from thoughts and beliefs that you believe, that you've created. So for example, if you are chasing a job title and you're kind of not really that motivated about it, and you're just like, but I can't let it go, you have to start doing some self-reflection as to what's going on. Why am I chasing this job title? Why am I chasing this pay? And know that there's nothing wrong with wanting more pay. There's nothing wrong with wanting a particular job title. What's most important is that it aligns with you, your core values, and how you see yourself and how you want to create success for yourself. Make sure that you are taking time to develop that for yourself. Taking time to know, what are your career and core values? How is this particular career goal helping you reach that and be in alignment with that? So external motivators are things outside of you. And then internal motivators are your thoughts and beliefs towards something. Now, willpower. So willpower is something that some people are born with a lot of it, and some people are not, and it can be developed. So here's how you can develop it. So when you are persisting towards a goal and things are getting hard, if you are finding yourself quitting or having a lot of negative self-talk that is motivating you to not do these things, right? Self-sabotage, then you may know already that you have low willpower. This can be because maybe you were provided with a lot of negative talk to you. Perhaps your parents made things very, very easy for you, or they didn't allow you to challenge yourself by allowing you to quit when things got hard. So you need to reflect on that. Which one was it? Was it because you didn't challenge yourself, because others took care of it when it got hard, or because, you know, there's not an internal motivation for you that is keeping you going, you know, that is keeping you wanting to desire to do those things? And maybe it's because it's not aligning with you. Maybe the goal that you set for yourself is something someone else wants for you. And let's be honest, it's not going to work out unless it's something you really want. And you just have to be okay with that. Now, for people who have a lot of willpower, they have worked through these challenges when challenges come up. They realize that, hey, you know what? This is a challenge that is happening. I know I will get through this because it's going to help me get to where I want to go. And I know for myself, I do have a lot of willpower, because for me, I always see a struggle as temporary. Start to change that. Anything that you are facing, your current challenge is temporary. Even if it's a job you hate, say that again, even if it's a job I hate, it is a temporary challenge. Even if you haven't even started working towards finding a new job for yourself, that's okay. Once you start saying, this is only a temporary challenge, and a career opportunity is coming to me, I will know when it is right for me to start looking, you start to change your mind very slowly and create that motivation that you don't currently have. You can't go from 0 to 100 in a second, and you can't do it in a day or a month. But if you start to take day by day and start to create these internal beliefs and thoughts that challenge your current thinking, then you can start to create that internal motivation, which can lead to willpower despite you having had that before. Now, if you are struggling to have the willpower you want towards your goals, I want you to take a moment in time to reflect and think about, when have you in the past faced a challenge and kept going despite it getting hard? And what was the reason behind it? There has to have been at least one or twice, maybe more than that, and I would think way more. You just aren't giving yourself enough credit that you have had the willpower. Oftentimes we have the willpower for things that don't have anything to do with us. So maybe it's your children, maybe it's your friends, maybe it's your family, whatever it is that you've done in the past. Maybe willpower for external, for other people, and start working on that. You know, what was it? How did it motivate me? And how can I bring that more for myself now? So the last thing I wanted to touch on today was about overwhelm and exhaustion. So when you are feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, it's important for you to rest. It's important for you to recognize that you are depleted, because when you are going from overwhelm to exhaustion, it then leads to burnout. Some signs for that are you can't think clearly, you have a long list of things that you need to do, and you can't bring yourself to do any of them. And then if you are hitting burnout, you are just ready to walk out on life. You are ready to walk out on your job. You're ready to walk out on everything. And you're just like, I don't care. Nothing. I don't care about anything. I don't care what happens. And this is a terrible place to be, only because it feels like it can't end. But remind yourself, this is a temporary challenge. If you are feeling burnt out, remind yourself, this is a temporary challenge. Things will get better. Things will get better. So if you're feeling overwhelmed and you have a list or a pile of things that you need to do, first, start to fill your cup. Do this by taking time to rest. There are seven types of different rest that you need. And the seven types are physical rest, mental rest, sensory rest, emotional rest, social rest, creative rest, and spiritual rest. So those are the seven types of rest. And you can find this article on Psychology Today. I will link it in the show notes so that you can read it more carefully. But it is about seven types of rest that you need. So you need to figure out which ones you are needing. The top two, of course, would be physical and mental rest, and then, of course, sensory rest. If you spend a lot of time in front of a screen for work, or maybe you just, you know, happen to be on your phone a lot, then definitely give yourself that sensory rest that is so needed. We have so much technology, so much information now that it's really difficult to really get full rest at times. So start to just take moments of rest. If, you know, the thought of taking an hour to rest sounds insane, or and you just feel like you don't have that time, start by having 1 minute, 2 minutes. Something I enjoy doing is laying on the floor here in my office for a minute or two. And sometimes, you know, I will set a timer for about 3 to 5 minutes. And the first minute feels so long. And then it's 3 minutes. And I'm like, whoa, it's 3 minutes already. And so by doing that, you are filling your cup. Because a lot of times, all we need is to unplug to be able to recharge. And I'm not talking about you got to spend a whole weekend without your phone. This is just a few minutes. Our body only needs a few minutes at a time. And the more you do it, the longer it'll feel good. You know, the longer you'll want to do it and crave it. So make time to have rest for yourself. If you have a job that is very extroverted, then, you know, you want to give yourself that social rest. If you have a job that has you creating a lot of ideas where you need to be innovative, then do the rest of not creating. Do the rest of then, you know, filling your cup and reading. So you have to figure out what kind of rest you need. What kind of rest does your body need to recharge? So that's all I have for today. Reminder, you know, motivation comes and goes. And there's a difference between feeling tired and exhausted and then not having the inspiration to reach towards your goals. So if you are lacking inspiration, go back to your drawing board and ask yourself, why do you want to do this? And does it still align with you? And if it does, get out there and do the thing. Now, if it doesn't, you know, it's time to regroup. It's time to change things up and see what it is that you really want to do. And then if you're exhausted, you're depleted, and that's why you don't have the motivation to go towards your goals, start to recharge yourself. Thank you guys for listening. I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Manifest Your Career podcast. Are you ready to take action today? Visit manifestyourcareer.com to get started and schedule a free discovery call with me and gain clarity today.